Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, tonight I have a famous person on here, Denise J. Hart, CEO of the Momentum Institute for Women. She's going to be coming on, and she is known as America's Reinvention Strategist. She says that women in her community are unapologetic, bodacious entrepreneurs. This means they aren't shy about embracing their feminine power, achieving radical success, defining their purpose, and living a positive, bodacious life. My listeners out there, are you living a bodacious life? Do you have it all together? Are you unapologetical, bodacious? Well, we're going to find out in a few minutes right after this commercial.
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Well, I am back with America's Reinvention Strategist, thought leader, rebel, and self-love maven. Denise J. Hart is madly in love with life and deeply committed to helping others transform their life and business through her message of truth, love, and unlimited possibility. She is the CEO of the Momentum Institute for Women. She is known as America's leading ambassador, helping women master sales and marketing and speak powerfully from any platform. A graduate of New York Times bestseller author out there, Lisa Nichols Global Leadership Program, Denise is honored to have been trained in Lisa's unique methodologies and stepped into her mentor's shoes as the junior Lisa Nichols. Replicating Lisa's message of hope and life-changing strategies, Denise unselfishly shares her life experience to point of others towards their transformation truth. A sought-after speaker herself, Denise is known for delivering her message with a dose of humor and kicking the pass in the pants honesty. Let's welcome Denise J. Hart. Speaking from the heart, too. Hello, Denise.
Hey, Renee. Hey, everybody listening. Hey, everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you all.
And I'm excited to have you. For my listeners out here, I've been following her for quite some time. And then I went to this D.C. Green Festival, and I sit back there, and one of the ladies said, oh, this is so-and-so. She's very famous. She travels around the world. I said, let me go over there and talk to this lady to get her on my radio show. Lo and behold, I've been following her, and I said, this is Denise J. Hart. I said, oh, my God, I'm talking to a famous person.
My Lord, was I really that flatters me. Thank you so much, Renee.
She is great. She is great, everybody. She will kick you in your pants.
Well, that's what they say, you know. That's what they say. I don't know if it's so true, but, you know, one thing that I know is this, Renee. Nobody, no one of us truly can excel and soar to our next level by ourselves. And typically, because we are all so wed, we are in love with, we are wed to our comfort zone. We need someone who is willing to unapologetically nudge us and then sometimes shove us out of that comfort zone so we can go get what's truthfully, divinely ours. And I'm happy to be that person for some people, right? Now, I do it lovingly, but I will do it firmly because as a coach, I believe We are called to hold a higher vision. We see higher. We see broader. We see wider. We see deeper than the person who we are coaching. Okay? We're called to do that. And so because sometimes the individual, I've had a coach before, clearly, sometimes the person who's being coached is short-sighted because all they can see is possibly the challenge right in front of them. They can't see on the other side or envision the other side. That's what the coach has to do. And I'm happy to do that for many people.
And I'm happy that you mentioned that because today, you just confirm it again for me, because we had talked earlier, that when you get a coach, make sure they're in line with you. You know, I see one coach all over the internet, money, 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 money. And then this other person I heard today, you need to get a coach who's in line with you. So if you're more spiritual, soulful, and you don't
right.
want that.
Whatever
you want
it
money,
is.
Yeah, you just got to go with that other coach who's more in line with you. And that is, I think that's happened to a lot of people who go and spend so much money.
Yeah.
Month after month, and then realize this is not the coach for me.
They're not, and they realize they've grown no further, right? And in
right.
some cases, they might end up more behind than what they had been before they started working with someone who they weren't in the right level of alignment with. Alignment is one of my key central words, along with integrity and honesty and courage. I firmly agree with you. You've got to step back. Sometimes people just look shiny, you know. You go to my website, I got on this pretty red dress and cute earrings and got my lipstick done and all that, and I look shiny. Well, that's all well and good, but what's underneath that? What is that person's heart about? What is in their integrity in terms of what have they been able to deliver the kinds of results to many other people? You know, we call that social proof. Is there any social proof that this person can stand on firmly? I mean, more than two people. Now, certainly, if you're just now starting out and you want to be a coach, you got to start somewhere. Of course, I remember when I only had two people, you know, who I'd worked with, and, you know, they gave me a great testimonial. But luckily, not only did they give me a great testimonial, because I was able to get the results they wanted, they referred people. And, you know, we always want viral marketing or referral marketing over anything, any other way, you know, in the first place. So go with what's in your gut. Don't do that gut check. Do that, you know, spiritual, you know, listen with your spiritual ears so that you can check in and determine, is this individual going to be in alignment with my personality? But that doesn't mean like, oh, you're going to love them, like they're going to be easy on you, because they still want to. In my opinion, they want to hold your feet to the fire. And sometimes you might get off the phone thinking, oh, my goodness, if she just nudges me one more, but take a deep breath, know that you can do it, know that you can do it, and go for it.
So how did you get started coaching?
Wow. So this is a great, great, great question. It's kind of a deep question because, in essence, I have coached for a very long time, and I'm going to just give you a quick little snippet. I was actually a basketball coach. So in essence, many of the principles that I use to be a championship-winning basketball coach, back-to-back seasons, only female coach in the league that I coached in, many of those principles I use as an entrepreneur coach, having to set goals, be very organized, have the passion, be willing to push people beyond their comfort zone. So see, those principles and qualities, I had to use them in the basketball arena, right? Then I had to shift them over here to entrepreneur coaching. For example, being able to tell someone on the basketball court they shouldn't do X and give them the reason why, because I'm seeing the bigger picture. They're only seeing their one little play. And so very similarly, working with an entrepreneur, I might say, you know, typically that would be the thing you should do, but because our goal is this size, we're gonna do something very different. We're going to be more innovative and get that person to be able to, you know, to buy into it because they trust me, because I am looking at things from a much bigger picture as a coach. So I got into coaching because I had a spirit of a coach just coming from the basketball arena. Now, how I got into entrepreneur coaching really was my dad, my Papa Stoppa. People who follow me on social media, that's my father's nickname. My Papa Stoppa kept insisting that many women will want to know how you do what you do. I'm a tenured college professor, very successful in that arena of my life, and I have been an entrepreneur running a business for almost 20 years, it was about 15 years at that time. And he said, they want to know. And I would go, I'm fine. He said, no, I know they do. And it really was him. He kept on nudging me. And my mother passed away. And once my mother passed away, you know how you kind of have to sit back and reflect, Renee?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, is there anything more you want of me? I really did take it to God. And it was that little whisper that my dad had kept saying, you know, God was saying, yes, I want you to, you know, go out and impact and help and support. And so that really set my wheels in motion. And I started out with creativity coaching with Dr. Eric Maisel, did some training with him for 16 weeks and really learned a lot of the methods of being a coach support in the space of helping people really carve out their goals and figure out what was helping, you know, helping them to be stuck and stuff like that. And then I went on to work with Lisa Nichols and her community and Motivating the Masses. And it's just a true heart-centered pull for me. I love the magic of it, Renee. I love experiencing along with someone when they have confronted something they couldn't understand it, they couldn't figure it out, and then to see them transform, to see them have a eureka moment, and next thing I know, they ran all the way down ahead of me, and they're like, oh, you know, I'm good. I don't need you anymore, and I'm so happy. Like, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
I was laughing because when you said that they ran off, I was thinking of Jesus healing the crippled man, and then he just run off.
He said, oh, then Jesus said, I don't even need you no more. Yes.
I don't need you no more, but Jesus said, oh, yes, you do.
Of course you do, but I'm so happy that they can go on their own. They have the confidence now. They have the knowledge, right? See, to me, a true coach, and I bring this attitude from having been a professor and a teacher for so many years, a true coach wants their client to lead them. They want to release their client so that they are fully empowered, walking firmly in their own knowledge and understanding and application. They want that moment. I want that moment. You know, I want it, I crave it, because I know what a tremendous difference it makes in the life of the individual and in the lives of everybody they're going to touch.
That is so beautiful. Well put, because I read again today. I'm always reading. I have the time now to read. But this particular person is paying almost $750 a month for her coach. And she was working so hard, and she, I guess, deviate from what she wanted was to tell people to have relaxation, but she can still work. And then she just said that she tried part from her coach, and the coach was kind of like upset for her to leave. But a true coach, as you would say, wants you to excel. They want you to leave. They don't want you to be dependent on them for their whole entire life. Some people do because it's a form of money. They keep going, you know. But
could
she
be,
said out of all those months, she didn't get anything out of it. She didn't get anything.
Wow.
She learned on her own. Yes, she was making more money, but she had to work so hard. And here, your name is H-A-R-T, but I can hear your heart, your spirit. And that's why you got the butterfly there, because you want that person to excel. You want that person
that's
to go
right.
forward. You want that, because when they do that,
you're
they
right.
will tell everybody about you, that they will bring more people to you. So why not let them go? Let them fly.
Right.
That's what you got the butterfly there for. Because a butterfly, what? It's a caterpillar at first. It
That's
goes in this cocoon.
Come
and
on.
Then what? You let them go. And then, hey, they don't go back. They can't.
No,
they shouldn't go back.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Now, certainly there can be seasons, you know, where you think, wow, work. Like I've had clients do this, and they work with me purely on getting their business up to another level. And then they may come back and say, Denise, now I want to work with you specifically on speaking. I want to become a master speaker. Now, now we're working on something different, which is, you know, perfectly fine and acceptable. So, you know, I just, again, it comes from being a teacher, an educator. I don't want my students coming back. I feel I haven't done my job, not unless they're coming for something different. Now, here's something powerful. Because I teach college, I teach on a college level, and I have students now, former students from college, been out of college 5, 7, and 10 years. Guess what they come to me now for? Entrepreneur coaching. Isn't that beautiful? They now are coming to me so I can help them build businesses or either increase their business that they started. I'm like, wow, now that's a...
That is awesome. That is awesome how everything in your life is really coming forward. It's American Reinvention Strategist. That word reinvention, where did you get that from? Why did you use
that? Oh, my. So now, you know, reinventing... At the core of reinvention, ensconced in the middle is invent, to invent. And for me, the word invent is related very closely to creating. See, I'm a firm believer, Renee, that we all create our lives. We do that by the thoughts we hold fast to, right? We hold fast to certain thoughts, and out of that, we can materialize the things in our lives. Might take some time. Now, I'm not talking about I say something in 1 second, and, you know, it happens in 10 seconds later. But, but then I'm not God. I don't know if that could happen, but then I would know that wasn't me, right? So, it's about creating. So, reinvent. For me, means recreate your life. Recreate it. If you're not satisfied with what is happening right now, you can reinvent it. You can create, recreate. You can start to adapt the mindset and the strategy and the action that will get you what you truly desire. I know that we all have it in us to do it. I'm a living example. You know, the lifestyle that I had before I turned the corner and said, I want a different life. I was bumbling through life. I was just kind of bumbling along. You know, I wanted to go to college, but I didn't really think I could do it. So it took me years before I got my undergraduate degree. I was 32 years old when I finally got that piece of paper and walked across the stage. Up to that point, I had kind of, I did a little bit of this and did it well and didn't do it so well and just kind of bumbled around. That's what I like to say, okay? So I know what it means for somebody to give you a kick in the pants because thankfully people stood in the gap for me and kept encouraging me and saying there's more for you in life. And I learned and I held fast. So reinvention is recreate. And we all have the capacity. I don't care what it is and I don't even care what the age is.
For my listeners out there, she's saying at any age, you know, your 40s, 50s, or like me, 60s, you can reinvent, recreate, evaluate yourself, and look at what's going on now and try to reinvent because you don't want to keep doing the same thing, and think you're going to get different results, and you don't. So you have to reevaluate yourself. That is so true. And at any age, anybody. Now, but let's get to these thoughts. Now, you keep saying these thoughts because, you know, Denise, I want $1 million when I go into the bank, and they just laugh at me. And I said, I want this lifestyle. I want this lifestyle.
Well,
and they look at me laugh.
Well, the thing is, you know, there are some, some universal laws, and some laws and principles that we do have to abide by, right?
Right.
You know, so there's a law of gravity. So I can't go jump off the edge of a building and say, I want to fly because the law of gravity is going to supersede my statement. I'm bound by that law. At least at present that we know, right? None of us has reincarnated as Jesus or something, and we could walk on water. It just hasn't been proven. So I need to go ahead and just abide by the laws that I know. So, yes, the thoughts now, I believe that there are three three critical steps or three critical keys to have mm-hmm. any success you want in your life in any area, relationships, finances, building a business, having good health, having a good spiritual life, any area. It's these three essential keys. You want to have the right, yes, write this down. You want to have the right mindset, mm-hmm. strategy, and action. So let me break these down. Mindset, these are all systems, okay? Your mindset mm-hmm. is a system of thinking. So I want your listeners to start to shift their the way that they're thinking. I want them to start to think about their mindset as an actual system of thinking. So systems, what do systems have to do? Systems need to work cohesively together so that it produces the result we want, right? Whenever we can look at something in our lives and we can evaluate it and say, is there a good system in place? More, if we're having some failure or breakdown, usually it's because we don't have a good system in place. So our mindset is a system of thinking. Now, if you don't deliberately put a good system of thinking into place, you'll just settle for whatever system shows up. Mm. So I'm encouraging folks to deliberately craft a system of thought or thinking so that they have the right mindset to be in pursuit of that which they desire. Number two, your strategy is your system of planning. You must have a system of planning or else you plan to fail. You're either doing one or the other. Planning, which is saying I'm going to put X, Y, or Z into place, okay? Mm-hmm. Or if you don't, then you're willing to accept whatever haphazard plan shows up. Then lastly, your action is a system of implementation. So you have to build the muscle and your actual body muscle and the way you think so that you create a, meaning you will take action and you get accustomed. You really get yourself accustomed to being in that mode. Because if you don't, you create a system of laziness or a system of delay, either or, okay? So I'm advocating that folks pay close attention to the mindset, your system of thinking, your strategy, that's your system of planning, and your action is your system of implementation. When you will really get serious, go in your journal, however you organize yourself, and start to think through those three areas as it relates to whatever it is that you want, again, successful business, relationship, health, et cetera, watch mm-hmm. things turn completely around.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Listeners, I hope you're listening out there. Get the right mindset, strategize, and put it into action. And that is so true because I've been writing my journal that I won $125,000 this year from a food company. And, you know, I want to be able to help with product production, so I've been taking some online cooking classes,
nice.
Strategizing how to get it, and I just now, got to get that into action.
That's right. And know that with every, here's another little, it's really important, that in the midst of all of our planning, right, all of the systemizing we do, you also must hold fast to this, which is you've got to be willing to adapt, improvise, and overcome.
What?
Because life is going to throw those curveballs. It's just part of the experience. So you got to be willing to adapt, improvise, meaning sometimes you got to be quick in the moment, and overcome those obstacles and challenges. They're bound to show up. It's not if they show up, it's when they show up. They will show up. Don't pretend to think you know, you got it all so locked. Nobody, none of us are exempt from that.
Wow. So in other words, you're saying, in a way, have a plan B, so to speak. Be prepared
for that rainy day. It's not necessarily a plan B, because, you know, have the plan A, but understand that in the midst of it, challenges or obstacles will show up, and you want to have a willingness to adapt to those whatever they may be, that you can adapt. You don't have to crumble. You don't have to crash and say, oh, it all didn't work out. Well, now how can you adapt? Because it's within us. Okay. It's within you, you know.
Right. We do. And it's so funny because, sad, it happens. You go for something, keep going for something, bam, you get that obstacle, that wall, and you don't know what to do because you didn't plan, as you say.
You just didn't even act like.
You have to learn to change directions really quick and keep going.
And see, that takes me back to basketball again, just because I spent so much time with basketball. You have to do that on the basketball court.
Of course.
The ball was coming
over
here. You got to turn and you got to go in. You got to go in another direction. You know, plan to play this way, but the other players, they come. We can't be so rooted to our own system. Yes, the system works, but it really is a firm blueprint so that you can do these other creative acts. Have these other creative approaches. If you didn't have a solid plan, trust me, you couldn't be as creative as you possibly could in the first place.
Ooh, that's powerful. That's powerful. Because when you say that, I visualize somebody coming on with that basketball coming to me.
Yes.
And I have to, they switch, you got to switch, or they go, you, oh my God, Denise,
that's right.
You're awesome. See,
it's
I told you all, she's going to kick
you
in your pants.
It's the way it works. It's nothing. Right. So I don't care if it's business or basketball. We got to have the same strategies. We got to have the same mindset. We got to have the same system of action that will help us be as successful as we truly can be, or as we want to be. Because success should be different, look different for every person. What I think of as successful for me shouldn't look just like yours, because you're a whole different person. And I really believe in that.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, but boy, you are preaching, because, again, there's some of us that are on that straight. You know how years ago, they used to come to your door, and all of a sudden they blurt out because they have to make that little sales speech, and you tell them, I'm not buying, or something, and they look at you and they freeze because they're not expecting that.
Right.
They had that zip there. Oh, man, that's what.
Right, that's very true.
Right. And it's true with any business, because if it flops, you got to say, oh, well, let me see what did work and go from there and pick up the pieces. But a lot of us,
that's process of evaluation. I call it a process of assessment, okay? Because too often people are practicing not assessment, but judgment. And let me tell you what I know about judgment. Judgment is the death of creativity. And we need the creativity so that once we assess the situation, we can get back into reinventing and recreating. But so too often people are judging themselves and judging themselves so harshly, they don't have any bounce back in them, because they just crushing their spirit down into the ground.
This is so awesome. This is awesome. That is so true. Because once they get a project going, they, well, what about this? What about this? Get out of that. Well, we got 1 minute to close up time.
Oh, it was so much fun.
I know. Yeah, I wish I put you down longer. So tell everybody what's next and where you can get in contact with you.
Next, I'm headed to the Emergent Soul Conference in Boca Raton, Florida this Friday. Anybody down there, stop and see us. We're going to have a beautiful time. I hope the weather's great. And then you can connect with me really in Facebook or Twitter. Both of those, you can find me at Motivation Mama in Twitter, and in Facebook, Denise J. Hart. And I would love to connect with your listeners. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too. You are awesome. We didn't get to your book, but everybody, you got to get that Journey to the Joy of Truth, a book by Denise J. Hart.
It'll be coming out in 2016. You guys, hold the space for me that I'm getting the publisher. Hold the space. I'm getting the publisher in the advance. My agent is shopping the book right now.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead. You are doing some awesome things. Thank you so much. Thank you. You have
safe
trip. And where you go after that? You said somewhere else? New Orleans?
Oh, Winston-Salem after that. I'm going to Winston-Salem right after that.
Have a safe trip. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.